Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
You might have heard about this new fitness craze. It's called HYROX and it's proving hugely popular with gym goers. It offers a mix of cardio and strength training along with staged competitions, but it's not for the faint-hearted. Brian O'Connell grabbed his sweatbands. He joined an early morning class for us in Alpha in Cork, and here's his report.
So right now it is 5:30 a.m. and we are setting up for a 6 a.m. HYROX class. There's 21 doing it this morning. So it's going to be a good sweaty morning for everybody involved.
It's early morning and Joanna McCarty, owner of Alpha Gym in Cork, is getting ready for a class of the new fitness craze called HYROX, which has exploded in popularity since it was founded in Germany 8 years ago.
HYROX is essentially, it's a race, but your race is against yourself. So it is an 8 kilometre run, and during every run you'll stop after a kilometre and do a station. So for example, if you do a kilometre run, you'll go in then and do 1,000 metres on a skier, and then you go back and do a kilometre run. So the stations don't change, it's the same across the world wherever you do it, it's the exact same. There's walk lunges, wall balls, farmer's carries where you have 2 kettlebells each side and you're farmers carrying that way. So that's just an example of some of the ones that are involved.
You wouldn't want to have had the full Irish?
Oh, absolutely not. No, we start off by doing 2-3 classes a week and we've 10 now, and that's still not enough like for the volume of people that want to do them every day. So it's gone crazy.
So what exactly compels people to get up for a 6 a.m. HYROX class where they're made sweat for 45 minutes?
You'll see now in a minute, everyone will be in good form now after this. So I also think smugness of your work colleagues, getting up at 6 a.m. and telling everybody you've been to HYROX already by the time you go to work.
It's a good time, I suppose, and it gives you time then to go home, get changed, and you're not rushing into work.
100%. And also, look, good endorphins are so great. And first thing in the morning, starting off like this is really beneficial, especially for your mental health. If you're getting up and you're throwing yourself into a workout where you have to physically and mentally test yourself, then I suppose you are set up for the day after that.
It was time for the class to start, with Joanna providing the shouting, or as she calls it, motivation. People paired up and began at their stations underneath a large digital clock.
Okay, we're going to do a 9-minute block this morning, okay? So we'll do it in sets of 3. We're going to bike for 400 metres, and then the next person will do max amount of box jumps, and then the third person, the entire way through, will either do burpees or sit-ups, okay? Station 3, wall balls by 20 and sandbag lunges. Everyone feeling good? Okay, so right now, 1 second now, I've got to shout them in. 3, 2, 1, let's go! So it's going to be very loud in here, but basically now they're all going to go on an AMRAP block, which means that they're going for as many rounds as possible in the 9 minutes.
Not a whole lot of chit-chat.
No time for chit-chat now. In fairness, all of these classes can be modified, so if it's your first class, you very much can modify the class.
The gender split is quite interesting. It's kind of predominantly female.
Morning classes are predominantly female.
Why is that?
It's so funny. I've owned a gym now for nearly 9 years, and I can't explain how I do not understand this. It is all women that train in the morning, and it's all lads that train in the evening. If you came in out to HYROX this evening, which is at 7 p.m, it's 11 men booked in and 9 women. The gals are morning gals, that's it. They just are.
Some of the participants I met were trying HYROX for the first time, and many of them liked the fact that events are now being staged worldwide where you can compete against yourself and different people.
Right, last 10, let's go!
Why do you do it?
Oh my God, I'm out of breath. It's the community, it's the people you meet. They push me a lot harder than I would do myself. So if I was coming in by myself, I wouldn't do half as much. That's just great fun. It's just that real environment of doing it together, you know?
Okay, is that okay? You're on the countdown.
I've got to go, I've got to get to the prowler.
Tell me, what is you here at 6 o'clock in the morning?
Just to keep fit, really.
How did you get into it?
Just by accident. And I done the Dublin HYROX last November.
What are you getting from the HYROX?
It's all endurance, fitness. It's a full body workout. It's not that you're competing against anybody, but at the same time you are. Even though you're doing it for yourself. This is my pop. This is my addiction, I suppose.
It's a good one.
It's a good one, definitely.
Okay, so we're 30 minutes in now all together. There's 3 minutes left in this station, and then we've one more 9-minute block, and then everybody can go on their Merry Tuesday. Okay, guys, last station's okay. Last 9 minutes. Right, let's go. So 10 seconds. 3.
2, 1, and rest. You can clap now, you're on the radio. Thank you.
Where else do you get a kind of workout in 45 minutes? Be done at 7 o'clock in the morning. For the rest of the day, highly recommend it. Loads of energy, more. I'll get more work done in the next 2 hours than I would have for the rest of the day if I'd stayed in bed.
That sets you up, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah, 100%.
What made you want to sign up?
It'd be nice to try something different. It's nice that you get like loads of different exercises. For me, definitely, I wouldn't do half the things. You know, you can use an app, you can use online ones, and I'd be like, here, no, we'll just skip that one and move on to the next.
How important is fitness to you? Like, what does it give you in your life?
I can fit into my clothes.
Is that important?
Yeah. I think I am not your typical gym person.
What do you mean by that?
As in, I won't, you know, I'm not doing for the selfies. I know I'll never have a six-pack and all of that, and I'm okay with that. But I do like to keep up a level of fitness. And it's also good to get out. It's very easy to go out and put on your headphones and go for a walk with the dog, but you don't meet anyone, you don't see anyone, you don't have the chat.
That's really interesting, because I think you get to a stage in life where it's difficult to have a social life because you're not out at the weekends and you might have family or work is all consuming, you know what I mean? And whereas in your 20s, you just assume you're going to be around people.
Yeah. Yeah, and then you see, I started working from home during COVID, which was new to me. It's great that you get the variety of people that you wouldn't, that are outside your circle.
There was a gender mix, but there was also a nice age mix.
Yeah, and even I use my mom as a prime example. Like, she'd always like to go to these classes, but she has it in her head of like, I can't. And now she comes to a spinning class with me and she loves it.
So what's your plan for today now?
Go home, have a shower, walk the dog and go to work.
Full of the joys of life.
Exactly.
By 7 a.m. most had left. Joanna feels this kind of fitness, which really offers more of a mix than a traditional gym program, is likely to continue to be in demand, especially with people looking to add more sweat to their social lives.
Everybody's kind of into this hybrid training now, which is like, you know, being into running and being into strength training and whatever else, like yourself. There's a lot more run clubs and stuff popping up. And to be honest, I think it's a social aspect. Like, a lot of people are looking for that social aspect that they can do something in the evenings or like this now, 6 o'clock in the morning, and like meet other people. And like, you'll find a lot of people will go from here now and go get coffees before they head off home to go for work.
That's underestimated, the social side of it.
100%, yeah. And like Karen here now from Alpha, she's starting up her own run club now in the next couple of weeks, and that now again is like massively for a social aspect that we can, you know, all go for a quick run and then offer like sauna and swim and all that. So like, it's just that people are getting more and more interested in doing more fitness.
Touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.